Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Okay, let's look at this for a second. We're ranked 35th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178 in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income. But we sure watch a buttload of television.
Yay, go America.
We're
right?
Number one.
Hello. A 25-year-old guy in Brooklyn named AJ just set a new world record by binge-watching television for 94 straight hours, which is just under 4 days. And it's, look, I love watching TV, but when you hear about how he did it, It's a lot of telly. He started on a Friday, finished on a Tuesday, and watched a lot of Game of Thrones and Battlestar Galactica.
That's not so tough. Oh, I love Battlestar Galactica. Don't make that face.
Stop it. No.
It's a great show. Not the original so much. The remake that was done a few years ago.
All right. Well, he actually says it was awful because to set the record, you only get a five-minute break once an hour to use the bathroom. Other than that, you have to stare at the TV and can't look away.
Again, doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, it does. But you can't even glance away. Like if somebody calls your name, you can't glance up at them when they say, did you want another, open the 14th bottle of wine? You can't
I can have tunnel vision looking at, discussion with my wife, honey, I'm talking to you. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I bet you can't. And actually we've got this guy, AJ, and he said it really starts to mess with your mind after a while.
Around the second day, started having minor hallucinations. We were seeing words on the screen, like little writings on the TV shows, on the screen that weren't actually there. Kind of forget that there's an outside world at that point. You're just trapped in this tiny little room. There's a few hours where I don't remember most of it. And the doctor on site said that was probably, these little micro naps that your body forces you to take. I would not do it again. I would not recommend doing it. But it's a really cool story.
Oh, God. I bet he did it in his parents' basement, too.
He just sounds
like that kind of a guy, right?
Yeah, those little words on the screen were, get a life. get a life.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.